like if you're thinking like Big E type stuff and the bigger fares, they're less expensive. And so we want to we're going to quickly talk about Harwinton and then Portland here. And Spencer Luthy is the vice president of the Harwinton Fair. Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
Good morning, bud. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, listen. So it starts tomorrow, 4 o'clock. It's going 4 to 9:30 tomorrow. Saturday 9 to 9:30, 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. And then Sunday 9 to 6. And what's great about this one? It's $10 to get in. 12 and under is free, and parking's free, which is awesome. Just give me a sense of some of the highlights that make Harwinton different than some of the others.
So we pride ourselves on local community, and we pride ourselves on making it a cheap and an affordable event for your family to come out to for the weekend. We have everything at this fair that we are not so commercialized to make the kids' days and families' days enjoyable. You know, this fair is very based on local and community, and we love seeing all the local families come out and have a great time.
Yeah, listen, give me a couple of highlights. What are some of your favorite parts of it?
We got pig races. They've been training all year for this day, and yes, the pig races are always a huge hit at our fairs. We have Tufano's Amusements here with all the rides. We got all local bands playing all weekend long on multiple stages, and obviously, you can't forget for the adults, we have great, you know, local beers on tap.
And what are some of the cool foods?
Cool food. There's tons of cool foods everywhere. You know, you have Ultimate Sunday. You got hot Z's with some grilled cheeses. I mean, pick your poison nice of what you want to eat. I mean, the options are endless.
Spencer Luthy, who's with the Harwinton Fair. And again, $10 gets you in. Friday, tomorrow starts at 4. Then it's 9 a.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. I mean, most of the fairs, they say, especially if you got the kids, it's best to come right when it opens. Is that pretty true for you guys, too?
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, your midday, it starts getting super busy. If you get here earlier in the morning, closer to opening time, you'll get on the ground sooner, and you'll, you know, I'm not saying you won't get on the ground later. You'll definitely get on the ground later, but it definitely gets busy because everyone wants to come to the world-famous Harwinton Fair.
The world-famous Harwinton Fair. It's awesome. I mean, I the smaller fairs, as I've been telling people, are just great because you can just get closer to everything. The lines aren't as bad, and everything from the food to the beer is just as good. So, Spencer, I hope this weekend is awesome for you guys. I really do.
Thanks. The weather's looking great, and I just want to put a plug out there that we are the second oldest fair in the state, and we pride ourselves on the continuously running fair.
Yeah, let me just say, 165 years. I mean, that is
67.
Oh, I thought it was 165.
167.
Oh.
No, 167 this year, bud.
You better update Google, because when I searched it under the thing, it said 165. Spencer, have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you.
All right, Spencer Luthy with the Harwinton Fair. Now, if that's not the geography or the timing, you can also consider the Portland Fair. And we've talked about this before. Kimberly Hanna, treasurer of the Portland Fair, joining us. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
I'm good. It's a new location. Everything's ready to go?
Everything is looking really great. We've worked our tails off this week, but we look phenomenal last night, so we're excited.
That's great. And it's by the golf range now. Is that, just explain to people the changes.
Well, we're actually on the golf range property at the very back of the golf range. The property abuts the Portland Fish and Game Club, which was our old parking partner. So they're still parking cars, but the very back side of their property we have for the truck pull ring, the animal pulls, and our mud bog are on the back of the fish and game. And then on the actual driving range is our fair with all our food vendors, our other vendors. Our midway is huge this year, so we're so looking forward to this weekend.
And the weather looks good, as we said with Spencer. Portland Fair, tomorrow 5 to 11, and then it's 10:30, opens up Saturday and Sunday, and then Saturday goes till 10 p.m., Sunday goes to 6 p.m., $15 to get in, 10 and under free, parking's $5. Give me a little bit of a sense. You know, we talked about the pig racing. We know you have pig racing, too. I believe you got skillet throwing, you got cutest baby, remote car races, you got stunt dogs.
We have no pigs this year, but we have a new petting zoo this year that has pony rides, so we're excited about that. We've got hay bale tossing, which I've never seen. Somebody brought that to us, so that's going to be fun to see. The skillets last year. I don't get out a whole lot. I'm busy that weekend, so I don't get to see much of what goes on. I get the reports afterwards, but they love the skillet throwing last year. So I'm kind of hoping I get out a little bit to see that. Great stage entertainment, the ground entertainment. We have our friend Pirate Man Dan, who does a stage show, and then he goes around through the fairgrounds with his bubble boat. The kids love him. So it's just going to be a great, fun weekend.
Yeah. Tell me, obviously, the food is the focus for so many people, and a lot of the fairs have, you know, similar stuff, but what are some of your favorites?
Oh, let's see. Well, we've got Pigging Out Barbecue back. We've got, of course, it's getting a little chilly at night, so we've got a great vendor with soup and chowder and stuff. And then we've got hot chicken sandwiches, your standard hot dogs, hamburgers. I'm trying to think what else I saw. Dude's Donuts.
Nice.
Great donuts. We've got ice cream. We've got soft ice cream. We've got ice cream sandwiches. Turkey legs, anything, you know, you can walk through there and eat all day.
Now, it's the same thing. You get there at 10:30 on Saturday. That's probably the best time to go is right at the park open, right?
Yep. Anytime. One of the things that's kind of big in Portland is soccer. You know, we have a lot of kids that are still playing soccer. So for the families, anytime during the day, they come in throughout the day. They come in before their games, after their games. And, you know, we've got plenty of entertainment for them. That's, you know, the rides and the kids stuff stays going all day too, so they can have fun any time of day.
Yeah. Well, just for some details, if you want to see something like the hay bale throwing, that is Saturday at 5:30. The skillet throwing is Saturday at 4:30. So Saturday late afternoon is a good time to go.
Great time.
Cutest baby is Sunday at 12:30 because, you know, they're just getting up from their nap, of course. you got to time at that. You got the dog costume contest is Sunday at 3. So there's a cornhole tournament too.
Cornhole tournament Sunday at 1. So.
It's awesome.
We enjoy it all.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff. And there's cash prizes for the cornhole tournament. So if you're in your backyard, you think when you're drinking your Budweiser with your buddies that you're good, you should put your money where your mouth is at the Portland Fair.
That's right.
We wish you the best. I mean, we on the show, we love the fair culture in Connecticut. And so we hope everyone does great, and we hope it goes well for you too, as well.
Yeah, it's a great time of year in Connecticut. So we hope to see a lot of people out there, and I hope everybody has a great weekend.
All right, Kim.
Weather's going to be beautiful. Thank you, Brian.
Perfect.
Thanks for having us.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All
bye.
Right. Kim Hanna from the Portland Fair. Again, that's Friday 5 to 11, Saturday 10:30 to 10, and Sunday 10:30 to 6. And then you have the Harwinton Fair, which is 4 to 9:30 on Friday, and then 9 to 9:30 Saturday, 9 to 6 on Sunday.